Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this morning's Millerton News, Northeast Weepatuck Central School District Board of Education listened to the public's concerns about next year's initiation of a one-bell system at its meeting on June 18th. That move was unanimously approved by the school board this past winter to be initiated at the start of the 2018-19 academic year. Residents are still worried about how moving to a one-bell system could impact students. Currently, the district uses pre-K through third grade and a fourth grade through 12th grade transportation system, with elementary and primary students beginning their school day at 8:40 a.m., ending at 3:15, and secondary students beginning at 7:30, ending at 2:20. For the one-bell system, secondary students will begin classes at 8 and run to 2:43, while elementary and primary students will begin at 8:15 and run until 2:30. According to the Board of Education, by moving the high school start times to later in the day, the one-bell system will allow students to get the rest they need in order to effectively learn, providing them with greater chance of success. But Millerton resident Lindsay Miles started a petition 2 weeks ago requesting the Board of Education reverse the decision about launching a one-bell system. She said parents feel uncomfortable with having younger students on the bus with older students, especially about what they might hear, and that their children were concerned enough with riding the high school bus for the first time. She also remarked that the petition supporters don't think bus drivers should have to monitor students with such a noticeable age gap. Substance abuse in conjunction with the McCall Center in Mountainside. Presentation will cover prevention and treatment as well as educating people to recognize signs of addiction. At the Bitterman Center, Daisy Hill Road in Canaan, pizza and soda from 6 to 6:30. Babysitting is available. The presentation will run from 6:30 till 8 with time for a question and answer. Noble Horizons invites the community to bring a picnic for a summer evening on the grounds of Noble Horizons from 5:30 till 6:30, followed by a concert with Michael Berkeley and Maria B. Hickey at 6:30. Guests may picnic by the water's edge or at a reserved table. Reservations and more information at 860-435-9851. The 7th Annual Sunset Music Series continues in Canaan from 7 till 9. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise, this time featuring the music of Rocking Heartbeats. For more information, Facebook.com Sunset Music Series. The Sewer and Water Commission in Sharon has a regular meeting set for 7 p.m. The Smithfield Church is presenting the Great Schubert Quintet with Friends from Holland on Friday, July 13th at 7:30. It's the Sherman Chamber Ensemble at the Smithfield Church on Smithfield Valley Road, Route 83 in Amenia, New York. Tickets are available at the door and are $30. The concert begins at 7:30. The Amenia Garden Clubs presents a celebration of private gardens in Millbrook, Amenia, and Sharon on Saturday, 10 to 4, rain or shine. The day of the tour tickets are $25, only available at the Amenia Town Hall. If you purchase them in advance, you save 10% online at ameniagardens.org. The organization's Save Sharon Hospital is holding a rally on the green in Sharon. They are trying to organize, get petitions signed, letters, stories, and also engage politicians and leaders. This On the Green event will be held on Saturday, July 14th at 11 o'clock on Sharon Town Green. Refreshments will be heard. More information available on Facebook, Save Sharon Hospital. On Sunday evening, the Sunday evening concerts continue in Canaan, Connecticut at the Doughboy, Route 44 and Granite Avenue. This week, it features Mullet Kate and Country Music. If it's raining, they move inside the Pilgrim House on 30 Granite Avenue. Also, concerts on the Kent Green continue on July 19th from 6 till 8 p.m. at Town Hall in inclement weather. Site is the Kent Community House. Playing will be the Regulators, who play country and Americana. For more information, 860-927-1003. The next lobster sale by the Montgomery Lodge in Lakeville will be held on July 21st. Lobsters averaging 1 1/3 pounds, but price of $16 each. You can order them by calling 860-435-9722. Additionally, raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 219.21 to 24,700.45 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 77,16.61 of the S&P 500 at 27,74.02. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.